USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence, on a trip to Arizona where he's highlighting immigration issues, is urging Congress to close loopholes that he says tempt people to try to cross the U.S. border illegally. He says migrants are, in fact, victims.
These people, particularly vulnerable families with small children, these people are victims. They're victims being exploited by open border political activists and an agenda-driven media.
Many high school students across the nation are planning a walkout from their classrooms today, this time not to support more gun control, but rather to show support for the Second Amendment. Students in at least 40 states are expected to take part in the national event that's being called Stand for the Second. Organizers say it gives a voice to students who are against more gun control. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The White House is responding to claims made by the president's former doctor in New York that President Trump's bodyguard and attorney raided his office back in February of 2017. Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, says it wasn't a raid.
As a standard operating procedure for a new president, the White House medical unit took possession of the president's medical records.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, though, sticking to his story, saying he was disrespected during the incident when the medical records were physically taken from his office without his permission. United Airlines issuing a new pet policy after a dog died in an overhead compartment in March. The airline will no longer allow passengers to transport dozens of breeds in the plane's cargo hold. Pets can only fly in the main cabin if their carrying cases fit under the seat, and the new restrictions start on June 18th. There's a report that says pop star Avicii committed suicide, and this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Seven states are filing suit against the federal government over the DACA program. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing a suit yesterday saying the issue is really with judges in California, New York, and Washington, D.C., which halted the Trump administration from ending the program. Paxton says he doesn't want the federal government to revoke any DACA permits, but just end the practice of handing them out. Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and West Virginia are also part of that lawsuit. New Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will be getting its swagger back. Pompeo getting a very warm welcome in his first speech to State Department workers yesterday, calling the group the most important diplomatic corps in the world. The former CIA chief did replace fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Critics had accused Tillerson of being aloof and of not being aggressive enough in getting numerous high-level vacancies filled at that department. And a new poll finds majorities in 44 of 50 states support same-sex marriage. The poll conducted by the nonpartisan and nonprofit research organization PRRI, and it finds overall support for same-sex marriage from more than 60% of Americans, while 30% are opposed. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.